The contest is on for who will take over as opposition leader after Judith Collins was turfed out in a torrid and bruising caucus meeting yesterday. National MPs have given themselves till Tuesday to consider their options before filling the top job. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
As leader, she promised to rebuild the party. Instead, she's left it a wreck. The Collins carnage.
Can I just wish everyone well?
Do you regret last month's statement?
Never.
And with that, she was off and across the road to the pub, her leadership over. It comes after months of speculation she was soon to be axed, with Simon Bridges plotting a comeback. And while her late-night attempt to kneecap him did not save her, it has certainly hurt the party, and may yet end his ambitions.
I acknowledge that some of what I said was clearly inappropriate.
It's not quite the dream campaign start, apologising for crude remarks about sex he made some 5 years ago to a group of his colleagues. But there is a vacancy at the top now. Do not rule him out as a contender.
I want to consider that over the next day or two. I think today in particular, I'm an older, possibly wiser guy than I was certainly 5 or 6 years ago, but even a couple of years ago when I was leader of the National Party.
Christopher Luxon is another key player. The former Air New Zealand boss long talked about as a future leader, but he's still fresh-faced at Parliament. For what it's worth, he seems to have Judith Collins' support, but he's keeping his cards close to his chest.
These are matters for caucus and we'll discuss it there.
There are a few other names in the mix too, with a potential deputy position also going. Nicola Willis, Chris Bishop, and former police officer Mark Mitchell.
We're much bigger than one person. We've got a big voluntary organisation and we owe it to them to do the best possible job that we can down here as the parliamentary wing.
The caucus has till Tuesday to mull over who they want to put in charge. That's when they'll meet again and make their decision. In the meantime, Shane Retty, as deputy, has taken the helm temporarily to oversee the process.
I would expect the best face and the best candidates and the best talent to come forward and to show that talent in this contest.
In other words, let the lobbying begin.
Caucus needs to take a breath and get some energy back because it's been a tough day. It's been quite emotional up there too.
We've got 4 days in front of us and as Shane said, it's time for deep reflection.
We've got lots of good caucus members and there's a few that would make good leaders, so we'll just see who's prepared to put their hand up, who gets approached.
I'm really hopeful. When a tree falls, provides space for new light to come in and new trees to grow, and we've got some fantastic talent in our party.
But sometimes when a tree falls, it lands on someone. Whoever takes over the position will have an almighty job uniting a faction-riven party full of grudges and grievances. The new leader will have a tricky decision too, what to do with Judith Collins, no longer in charge but still very much a presence at Parliament.